I did the Green Futures project internship from June to November 2023. In about June, July time 2022, I'd graduated from uni doing linguistics at Roehampton, and that was a bit of a struggle to get to the end of that, but I got through it, got my degree. Then I just after it took so much out of me emotionally, and it was during COVID, I ended up not applying anywhere, and I moved back home after university and relaxed, but relaxed too much. I kind of let my emotions all go, and I didn't find work for, well, 11, 12 months while I was at uni. Got a part-time job teaching a cooking class. Apart from that, I didn't have any other experience, and I just felt really useless. I just thought, what am I going to do? No one's going to hire me. My mum kept saying something like, "Oh, but you've got all these skills," but nothing I could put on a CV. My CV looked like someone who had just come out of secondary school, not a 23-year-old. I was feeling quite depressed. At uni, there was a project space at uni called Roehampton, which was community growing, harvesting food, cooking classes, weeding, maintenance, things like that, all to do with greenness and sustainability. And we had chickens and a forest garden, and I absolutely loved it. I loved it more than my degree. I would have done that as a degree. I would have changed to that as a degree if I could have done. When I left uni, it was a big loss of community and of purpose. I felt a real loss of something when I left. One of the co-leaders, Will, he sent me the link to the Green Futures website and said, are you near Beaconsfield? Can you get there easily? Are you able to get there? Because they look like they're looking for someone that wants to be part of a community cafe, and that seems like your kind of thing. And at the time, it was advertised more towards I'd be in the garden doing gardening, but it ended up being that they needed someone more in the kitchen, which is fine. It sounded great, and honestly, what also attracted me to it was I'd get paid. It was a paid, actual paid role, and I'd get support on the side. I had two other interns with me, and that's what I was needing. I was needing community and people being worried with me. So I applied. I thought it sounded perfect. I was really hoping I'd get it. I was so nervous. I dressed up in my little shirt and black trousers. I went to the interview. I thought I was the kind of perfect person they were looking for, but also I always doubted. I was like, oh, am I the person they're looking for? I was doubting myself that I was even qualified to get the internship. So when I got the email saying that they'd like to take me on, I think I cried. My mum was so proud of me. I felt proud of myself already that I'd got on to do something for at least the next couple of months that would amount to something. I was just feeling a bit lost. I started the internship in June. I was meant to be more in the gardens sphere, but I ended up doing training in the kitchen, meeting the supervisors. I think I did 3 days a week there, and it was really good. I was really nervous, but the people there were so lovely. When I started the internship, they kind of threw me in into the deep end. They were like, just go on till and practice and you'll be fine. And I did, and I figured it out. And because it's a community cafe, it is slightly more, not disorganized, but disorganized. And we've got volunteers coming in and out, and mixture of paid staff and old and young and D of Ears and Duke of Edinburgh Award students. It really feels like a community. I was really grateful for that, and actually that is one of the key elements of the internship I really appreciated, was seeing that there were community and green and growing spaces here, because I know it's obviously a beautiful county, but I thought they were very inaccessible. I thought it's just farmland. I don't want to work on a farm, so there's nothing else. But now I know there's cheese factories and community cafes and farms where people are, learning skills on the farms instead of just farming farmland. That was something that I really appreciated from the internship. I really appreciated the weekly group sessions that we would do. Again, it was like-minded people. I thought, in between the three of us, I would be the least like the most nervous, the least qualified, but it was a real, we were all the like similar level. We all had not pros and cons, but we all had strengths and weaknesses. We were more confident at some things and we were more excited about some things. It was so important for me to have that, like buddies with, to be able to discuss. It was really nice to see two other people. We were also all the same age, three people, similar people doing similar, trying to learn similar skills at the same time. I also really liked Becca and Olivia. They were just so warm and welcoming. It made me feel a lot less silly navigating the world kind of thing. So on the internship itself at the Dove Cafe, I learned everything. I'd never done a Saturday job in a cafe or anything like that. So I learned skills on the till, coffee machine. I can now make coffees, proper barista coffees, food management, food hygiene, serving customers, making cakes. That was really fun. I was hoping to be more in the garden in the long term. I think that really helped because I could have easily shut myself away in the garden. It kind of forced me to be a people person. I'm actually quite extroverted. I just had so much anxiety. I thought I was a massive introvert and it was just years of anxiety. I got thrust into the world and had to do the till and multitasking. I was worried about all the things I had to do and overcome during my internship. Now I've actually got a job from the Dove Cafe. I supervise in a way that's very empathetic and very understanding, because I always say, when someone says to me, oh, you're so good with whoever who's got so-and-so needs, I know how they feel. I am just a very well-masked version of them. So I know that they're going to drop that toasty. They're going to go home. They're going to think about it all night. They're really upset. So I nip it in the bud and I say, well, it doesn't matter. I'll just make a new one. Don't worry about it. And I don't want to be the big, scary supervisor that I had imagined in the future. I am hopefully a person that people trust and come to because they know that I'm not going to deal with their problems in a harsh way. I grew massively in confidence and I was lucky enough to get a job after it and then progress in that job, another supervisor, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without the internship. I was sat at home for a year and I think I'd still be sat at home, or I would have probably gone into a career, like a job, wouldn't be at all where I'd want to be. I felt very well introduced and had a toolkit to then go back into the job, but you know, by myself, quote unquote. But I felt that support in the job and I still feel it. Actually, one of the volunteers, Tony, he said to me recently, you were one of the best things to happen from the cafe. And I think the cafe was one of the best things to happen to you. And I felt that was so pertinent, because that is exactly, it was like a symbiotic relationship. I do feel that the choice of location and the choice of trips and the choice of people, it all worked really well for me. Every company, if they have the resources for it, should have at least one position where they take on someone that might need that more support, might have disabilities, might have mental health issues or physical challenges. I think that will help companies become more well-rounded